Unit 5. The Golden Years. Page 108. Vocabulary.
Golden Life Blog, Volume 9, by Eileen Julian. Is peace of mind for seniors just a myth? There's a myth out there that too many people believe that when we reach a certain age, we can no longer be happy, independent, and productive members of society. How wrong that is. I recently had a serious hip injury that landed me in the hospital. I was frightened at first, but I was only facing a short-term crisis. Now, after good medical treatment, I'm back on my feet, back to work, and feeling great. Sure, I have my aches and pains, and I move a little slower than I did when I was 18, but who doesn't? And then last night, I was touched when my niece said, "Aunt Eileen, I want to be like you when I'm older. You're 76 years old, yet you're happy, healthy, and still working. You're actually thriving." She was right. I am thriving. However, I haven't always felt so secure. Years ago, my grandmother encountered serious financial problems. Fortunately, our family was able to take her in, and she eventually lived to the ripe old age of 94. However, her situation made me think about my own financial future. I was in my early 30s. Would I have sufficient resources to live comfortably for another 50 or 60 years? The answer was probably no. So I decided to take action to improve the odds. I used to worry about becoming old, poor, and alone, but not anymore. I'm not wealthy, but I am well off compared to many others my age. So how did I accomplish this? Well, first I recruited a financial advisor. She said I had been too happy-go-lucky with my spending. As a result, I might run out of money and should ameliorate the risks by saving more right away. When I finally retired, I had to face some straightforward choices about what to do next. Did I want to move to an inexpensive apartment in a warmer climate, pursuing hobbies all day? No, I did not. So, I took some courses to improve my skills. Then I found a part-time job I really like. Although I started this second career mostly for additional income, I now believe that working keeps me alive and mentally alert. When my niece asked if I had a list of do's and don'ts for being happy and healthy at 76, I told her this. Keep working at something you love. Think positive. Do whatever you like in moderation. And surround yourself with loving people. Oh, and eat chocolate. Today, I feel secure, knowing that I won't be a financial burden to my nieces later on. And that thought gives me great peace of mind.